Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Go out. She's a brain.
Trapped in the body of a game show hostess.
We don't want to see you get hurt.
I want to get hurt.
So it's Lloyd and, let's go out.
Oh, thanks, but I'm busy.
So you're monumentally busy?
Well, not monumentally.
Hi, Lloyd Domish. I'm an athlete, so I rarely drink. I heard kickboxing. You heard of kickboxing? Sport of the future? I can see by your face, no. My point is you can relax because your daughter will be safe with me for the next 7 to 8 hours, sir.
And we are live in the studio. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer, and you were just listening to the movie Say Anything. Great film. Great film. Absolutely wonderful film about the very subject we're going to be discussing today. Dating. Woohoo! The love thing, but with the specific focus of the dating game. So that was awesome, Barb. Thank you, darling. Hope everybody had a grand week. I did. I can't believe the week went by already. So here we are again. Going to invite everybody who wants to, or anybody, everybody who's listening, call. If you have any questions today about the dating thing, the number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, that number. 877-230-3062. We are going to be discussing dating with right polaritude and the right prayeritude. I'm so clever. So anyway, I guarantee you kids, we're going to make this a two-parter. There's no way in the world we're going to get to everything today. So we're just going to rock and roll and see where we end up. So today's show does come by way of a couple of my fabulous favorite listeners. This is a great show idea, you know. What do you do about dating, and how do you do it from a polarity standpoint? Had some other great show ideas from listeners. I'm going to be doing a show coming up in the future on the subject of forgiveness. Really complicated, tricky thing. And on dealing with unconscious people in general. Methinks there might be a microcosm, macrocosm thing going on there. Unconscious organizations, unconscious nations, perhaps. Anyway, we'll be talking about that. So, love it. If you have any topics you'd like to see covered, send me an email at my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. You can just click on the little contact me link and you can send me a little message, or you can get on the Facebook fan page and shoot me a message there. Love to hear from you. And really having fun getting the ideas from y'all who are listening. It's great. So I had a little idea of my very own. I thought it might be kind of fun to incorporate giving y'all a little weekly message. And normally my obvious tool of choice is the tarot. But today I'm going to have a little fun with one of my favorite books called Animal Spirit Guides by Stephen D. Farmer. Yes, indeed, Stephen D. Farmer. Very amazing man. Animal Spirit Guides, one of the coolest books that gives you metaphysical information about all kinds of critters. He does have some real basic critters left out, like chicken. Chicken's not in here, and I happen to have a thing for chickens right now. But anyway, so I'm not clear on the metaphysical aspect of a chicken. But there is the metaphysical aspect of unicorns, walruses, wombats, and other very interesting animals in this book. So that being said, I had a little chit-chat with the guides this morning on my way in. Actually, before I got here, I was not doing this in the car. Trust me. And here's your message for the week, y'all. It's the macaw, you know, the big, beautiful parrot. And here's what macaw means. So here's what I want you to do with this information, listeners. Two things. I want you to pay attention to macaws. I want you to see if a macaw shows up anywhere. Literally, like, you know, walk into somebody's home and they have one in a cage. Or you might see one on a billboard or on somebody's T-shirt or a bumper sticker or something, you junk mail you get in the mailbox, whatever. So take a look and see if macaw shows up. And then here's what it means. Macaw means you'll benefit from getting out in the sunlight for at least a few minutes each day. Now, I find that fascinating considering we haven't been having much sunlight here in the Northwest. So I thought that was really interesting. Also means you're at the beginning stages of heightened spiritual perception and an increased creative pulse. You're going to notice a shift in your communication abilities that prompts people to pay attention and listen more closely to what you have to say. Trust your perceptions, no matter how outlandish and bizarre they seem. And wear brighter and more colorful clothing, no matter what season it is. So there's your little weekly message, your little weekly info hit. Macaw, pay attention. I would love to hear from you, by the way, if you have a cool macaw story through the end of the week. That'd be tons of fun. So, also, if you're interested in listening to any of the other shows, the archives are available on my website, michellemorgan.org. On the media page, you can click on the link and it'll take you straight in and you can pick and choose and listen to anything right there. It's pretty groovy. So, we're going to dive on in because I know we've got a couple people on the phone lines already. And so, here's the deal. Dating. First, let's redefine dating, because to me, that's a loaded word. It really is. In my way of thinking, it'd be a lot more honest to just call it mating, because the truth is, it's first of all, dating is the law of attraction at its most intense. No question about it. Relationship is the funhouse mirror. It's where you're going to see yourself bigger than life, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of your belief systems, all of your legacies, everything that makes you who you are is going to be reflected and then some in that other person. Relationship is a phenomenal opportunity to heal, phenomenal opportunity to learn, just an extraordinary playground for growth, actually. And it's incredibly loaded because we have such a weird cultural paradigm about dating, and in fact, the mating aspect of it is the primal pull of the human psyche. So here's the deal. Modern culture is really destroying the feminine in particular in this issue, because the feminine cannot date casually. It is not possible. It's just not possible. And I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody that wants to argue with me on this one. Here's how the feminine psyche is wired in a nutshell. We've talked about this in prior shows, but we're going to review it again. If a woman goes on a date, she's in a relationship. If she kisses the guy, she's in a long-term relationship. If she has sex with him, she's married with children. That is how the feminine psyche operates. It's because the feminine psyche is wired to love, to open and immediately connect on a very, very deep, intimate love relationship. So, hello, guys. I really, really want to invite men to understand this instinctual concept of polarity. You can't fight gravity, kids. You can try, but eventually you're going to fall to the ground. The masculine, it's time for you guys to step up and start creating safety in the world again. And so one very clear and very easy path is to not take advantage of women who say they just want to date casually, that they just want to have a bunch of lovers, they want to have casual sex. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. And the feminine needs to start caring enough about herself to protect and honor her heart, because the feminine aspect of love is completely sacred. And the other piece of that pie is a true core man, true core masculine, is also looking for partnership. They're not, in fact, looking to date casually. Masculine is looking for someone to protect and provide for. That's what he's hardwired for. Someone who makes him feel powerful and needed. It's a beautiful and, again, sacred aspect of the polarity issue. Men who date quote unquote, casually and have sex with multiple women are seeking their masculine core. And they're getting moments of it. They're getting snippets of it. This is a lot like an addict who seeks the high of their higher self, and they get a taste of it when they're stoned or they're, you know, doing whatever their drug of choice is. So we are hardwired to partner, both from a human and spiritual standpoint. The human nature is animal. Mating ensures survival and ensures the passing on of the legacies. And instinctually, we have that drive no matter how modern we've become intellectually. And the spiritual side of that is we're seeking God always. And the greatest expression of God's energy is through intimate partnership, through the merging of yourself with another and that expansion that takes place. And polarity is all about that expansion. It's absolutely about exponential growth. The more heroic a man is, the more he lives that role of protector provider, the safer a woman who's with him feels, and then she becomes more open and she shines, and that divine love energy comes out of her, which makes him feel even more amazing, and he becomes more heroic, which makes her feel safer, and then he becomes more heroic and she feels safer, and it just grows from there. Not kidding you. That's how it works, right? Polarity is extraordinary in its ease and organic nature when it's working. But again, because of the way we're all programmed here, you know, in our culture, we have to start to come to this from a very conscious intellectual perspective first, and then start to own it and live it as a truth. So I want to talk about some practical things on this issue. There's two sides to dating. Okay. There's the outside and there's the inside. The outside is all the actions that you're going to take to find that good match, making your list of the perfect mate, getting on these dating sites or services. We're going to talk about that here in a second. Single bars, etc. Getting out in the world and making yourself available to another person. And those are all well and good and necessary in some respects. You can't, you know, hole up in your house and assume that someone's going to show up on your doorstep. Although that kind of thing does happen, but your odds are not as good as if you're putting yourself out in the world and living your truth. Inside is the work you need to do on yourself, your belief systems, etc., in order to be on the radar screen of the right people. That's that whole law of attraction thing. That's that belief system thing. So look at your patterns of relationship. Your pattern of relationship is a phenomenal tool. Don't judge it. Just use it. Your history in relationship will point to what needs to change. And it's never that you've just chosen the wrong people. You've always drawn the perfect people to you who support your belief systems and who give you experiential understanding of the person that you are in your current phase. So it gives you a great opportunity to take a look at what you want to change. It's pretty obvious for most of us when we're in relationship. And then the key is to do the work. So I do want to talk about the internet dating thing, because that's a big question. I've had a couple of email questions on that in preparation for this show. I have probably half a dozen clients who over the years have met and married the love of their life via internet dating sites. And I have dozens more that have nothing but horror stories to tell about that process. Here's my take on it. First of all, I think that, you know, again, everything has a blessing and a curse. So the blessing of the internet is obvious. Phenomenal information, availability, you know, connects us to the entire world in a heartbeat. Pretty amazing stuff. The curse is also completely obvious. It's way too easy to misrepresent or outright lie when you are not energetically remotely connected to someone. You can't read the energy of a person through a computer for two reasons. First of all, you know, there's a separation, huge separation, but there's also an electrical field that takes place. People don't stop and think about that. You're getting bombarded with electrons or whatever you want, whatever the terminology is, and there's no way that you are going to be able to pick up correctly on another person's vibration when they're squeezing themselves through a computer screen. It ain't gonna happen. So the internet has created a phenomenal sense of false intimacy in our culture, and I could talk for an entire show on just that subject, and in fact we may at some point. So here's what I have to say about people who still want to try the internet dating sites, because again, it is in some ways a cool thing because it broadens your horizons, gives you more opportunity to meet different kinds of people, et cetera, et cetera. Number one, who are you going to call first? God. No kidding. If you're supposed to meet the person of your dreams on an internet dating site, you will be compelled, and I mean literally compelled, to get on that internet dating site and get your, what do they call that, your profile up and start that whole process. You'll be compelled. Don't troll the sites, meaning casting the really wide net and trolling for all the various little fishies and crustaceans that might cling on to it. All right? Ask for the guidance first. Join if you're compelled, and then really trust your gut. But the bottom line is, it's impossible to experience true polarity online, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that once you meet somebody, you can't, like, email each other or text each other. I'm not saying that. I guarantee you, you all know what I'm talking about here. When you meet somebody on the internet, you're asking for trouble, if you ask my opinion. Polarity is energetic and instinctual in nature, and that separation and the electrical field thing makes it almost impossible. So, here's what's most important for successful dating. You must be in right polarity. You have to be in right polarity. Law of attraction. You want a right polarity relationship, then you got to do everything in your power to get in your right polarity, which requires intimate relationship with God and healing of your own belief systems and legacies. It's not about perfection. This is an ongoing process, okay? But you have to be working it big time. And then you have to trust divine timing. Remember that lovely little thing? Divine timing. Go to the archives, check out the shows. There was a couple of shows in May that had to do with the three stages of manifestation. We talked about divine timing if you need a little refresher on that, because that's the hugest piece of the puzzle in a lot of ways. In the relationship dating game, you got to trust the timing of when you're going to meet somebody, and you got to just keep doing the work and keep staying the course in your life and keep trusting God while you're waiting for that to happen. So we're going to go to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to talk to Robin in Virginia, and then I've got some other things to chat about on this subject of dating with right polaritude. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Hey, boy.
Your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Love won't like you. Man, oh man, you're my best friend. I scream it too. There's nothing there. There ain't nothing that I need. Well, hot and
Hi, Robin. How are you, honey?
How are you?
I'm good. So what's going on, girl?
Well, I'm crying my eyes out over a guy that I've known for a few years.
Okay.
And it's been on and off. He was out of state. He moved to this area to take a temporary job.
Mm-hmm.
He was great the first few weeks, and he is extremely distant now.
Oh.
And, you know, he'll see me every few weeks and have dinner, and that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow. That's painful.
And then he'll cancel, move it, if he has a baseball game. Oh, I have to go to the baseball game, and I'll see you Friday. But it's been weeks, and I'm wondering, what is he doing in my life, and what's going to happen?
Well, good question.
Because he's playing games. I just feel like he's being distant. He's got close. And
He's totally playing games. He's completely gaming you. So what are you astrologically, kiddo?
Pisces.
A Pisces. And what is he? Do we know?
It's the one before, I think he's October, so he's before.
Is it a Libra or a Scorpio?
Not a Scorpio.
Okay, so he's
Libra.
A Libra. Okay. So that's an actually interesting combo, because Libra is the sign of relationship. They're the sign of marriage, actually. And so shadow side of the Libra nature is that they will do the push me, pull you thing big time, because they're intrinsically drawn to relationship. And then if they've got intimacy issues, or they have, you know, belief systems and fear issues, trust issues, whatever it is, they will then, it's like you're on a bungee cord, then they'll just like throw you, you know, as far away from them as possible. They'll do something to distance themselves and back and forth. And then, unfortunately, the Pisces nature, you'll stay in that little pattern because you got those two sides too, you know, and you can kind of justify, does that make sense? Kind of justify a little bit of that ride that you're on with it.
Right.
Yeah. So here's the deal. You get to answer your question. You know, why is this guy in my life? Why is he in your life? Why are you choosing to continue to put yourself in this situation with this man?
Well, he talked about marriage, and when we came down, he wanted to be with me, so I believe him.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And so tell me, give me a nutshell version, if you can, of, so this was a long-distance relationship?
It was, and then he came to my area, and...
Okay.
Like an hour, he's not even an hour away.
Okay.
And
all right.
I'm supposed to see him this Friday, and I just think it's kind of a waste.
Well, I would agree with you on that, kiddo. And so let me ask you this. What is your relationship pattern? What's your history? Is this a familiar place to be?
I've dated mainly guys that were kind of womanizers, but okay. He seemed different because he talked of marriage and he wanted to be with me. So
right.
I figured maybe he'll get better when his work calms down in another month.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that. And here's what I want you to take a look at. And I do not want you to judge this. I just want you to observe it. Okay. You have a history of being with men who are not trustworthy. They're not faithful, and they are not there for you. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the same thing. It just comes in a slightly different package. And I'm not telling you that this guy's screwing around, because I'm not even actually looking that deeply at that. We could if you wanted to, but to me, that's a waste of time.
Well, I was wondering, was there another girl in the picture?
No. And the bottom line is, it doesn't matter, because what he's doing the same type of thing. He is stringing you along. He's got you in the queue. He's got you on his scalp belt. Choose your analogy. But he's not willing to really be present with you. He's not really willing to engage in a committed long-term relationship. It's the same thing as the men who are womenizers. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what I want you to do, sweetheart, honestly, please don't judge this, but I want you to take advantage. So here's my answer to why, quote unquote, this guy's in your life. It's a phenomenal opportunity. God right now is going, come on, girl, come on, see the truth of this and shift it. Change it, get some help, do the work you need to do to heal your patterns. Everybody's got a pattern, baby girl. Everybody has a pattern, okay?
But that means walk away.
I would absolutely walk away from this.
Okay, because there's no future. He's not my soulmate.
He probably is a soulmate. I think soulmates can be cellmates.
Ugh.
Because soulmate is a way of connecting. There's no such thing as one true soulmate, okay? A soulmate connection is literally just that. It's an alchemical process. There's karma involved. There's good old-fashioned chemistry. There's all sorts of different things elements that create a soulmate connection. And soulmate is where we can potentially learn our greatest lessons. So yes, I would tell you to walk away from this, but Robin, hear me very carefully. If you walk away from this girl and you don't do the work you need to do to change your pattern, which means you have to heal your belief systems that have created this pattern, you will recreate this identical thing with someone else. That's just what happened. But that's the good news. The good news is it's predictable. So you get a chance to really own it and take a look at it and shift it. And you're being asked to do that. That's why this is happening, honey. And I'm not trying to vilify this guy. I'm not saying he's a bad person. Is this what you want?
No, it's horrible. I cry every day. Well, and he knows what he's doing is not right.
Right. So let me ask you this question. Did you cry every day when those men were cheating on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is your pattern. Here it is, babe. Bigger than life.
He promised he would be different than those men.
Yeah, well, and I bet those men that cheated on you promised they were being faithful.
Yeah. So does this guy come back and say he's sorry?
What would that matter? What would that do for you? If he came back and said he was sorry, what would that do for you?
Well, justice. Like, he admits he's wrong.
Well, if he was conscious enough to admit that he was wrong, he wouldn't be treating you the way he is now anyway. Right?
Oh. Okay.
So you got to get a grip on this, girl. This is such a great opportunity for you. I'm not kidding you. And sweetie, I'm not trying to say just, you know, suck it up. And you have a right to grieve. This is painful. But what you're grieving is not this relationship. What you're grieving, your sweet little feminine is crying out for you to literally be able to manifest a hero, a man who is a protector and provider, who will be there for you in every way possible. And because of your belief systems, you keep drawing in these other kinds of men. That's what's grieving. Your heart is broken from way back, not just this situation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
This is an extraordinary opportunity. Take advantage of it and do some prayer right now. Start doing some prayer today. Ask God to guide you to the resources and the people who can help you heal what needs to be healed in you so that you can draw the right kind of man into your life. You deserve that. You absolutely deserve that, kiddo. You really do. You have a phenomenal capacity to love. You have a huge heart.
Oh, yeah, I do. It hurts. Yeah,
I know it does. I know it does. So don't set yourself up for this. But that is this is not a question of just choosing the wrong person. You are not even on the radar screen of the heroes right now.
Really?
No, not remotely.
But he lied. Okay.
Yeah, he did, like all the other guys lied.
Oh, my God.
So you have to heal that. That's not about them. That is about you.
I just tell him goodbye, like, hi, you know what? It's just, I've known you a long time and you're not
I wouldn't
there.
Even do that.
Really?
Okay. I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't waste my time with it. And Robin, sweetheart, I need one thing from you before we end this phone call.
What's that?
I need to know that you're at least hearing what I'm saying.
No, I do.
Okay, because
in my heart of hearts, I
good,
know you're right.
Good, because and don't get me wrong, it's totally appropriate to want this guy to come back crawling on his knees, begging your forgiveness, telling you he was such an idiot. Oh my God, what was I thinking? I'll never do it again, right? But you know what's really scary?
What?
We'll believe that. Men will do that, and we will believe that. The feminine heart will open up and believe that. I mean, it's funny and it's tragic, because the feminine heart, that's what she wants. She's looking for that. So she'll believe that immediately. That's the cycle of abuse. The abuser comes back, apologizes, is contrite, and will behave themselves for a period of time, and we buy into it hook, line, and sinker, because that's how we're wired. We're wired to see the highest and best in everyone. We're wired to see God in everyone. So we see God in this person, and he has no intention of living up to it because he's not doing the work he needs to do to heal, but we believe him anyway. And then the cycle starts over again. There's the seduction phase, and then the abuse, whatever it is, whether it's physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, it's just a matter of them suddenly distancing themselves, or they cheat on you, or whatever it is, that happens, and we're destroyed. And then they come back around and apologize again, and there is your cycle, baby. And let me tell you what, this is the oldest cycle known to modern man.
Oh, God, so this is considered abusive.
This is absolutely the cycle of abuse, yeah, you bet. And you know, I don't want to get into a big argument, make it all dramatic about, you know, what's abuse and what's not. Bottom line is this is psychologically the cycle of abuse. From a therapeutic standpoint, that is what this is. Okay. So you need to get, you need to own that, babe. You need to own the fact that some aspect of you, some belief system in you is leading you to be in those types of relationships. And this is such an amazing opportunity. I know that sounds really Pollyanna and twisted, doesn't it? I'm so glad you feel so horrible. But the bottom line is it doesn't change unless it hurts really bad, you know? And you've been hurting for long enough now, kiddo. Choose this to be the bottom you hit. Cause I'll tell you what, Robin, in the years I've been doing this work, I can't even begin to describe to you the stuff that people are manifesting when they're not choosing the bottom that they get to hit. We haven't chosen the bottom that we're going to hit as a nation yet. And how scary is that?
Oh.
Yeah. So the consciousness is demanding that you choose. And if you don't, here's what God does. God's up there right now going, oh, sweet girl, I want you to get this so bad. Because guess what? I'm expressed the most clearly through intimate partnership. I, God speaking again, I am the consummate romantic. So, Robin, this is what God's saying to you. I want you to really get a grip on this pattern right now. I will help you heal it. I will guide you to the right things. And then I can deliver, hand deliver the hero. The hero that you're destined to be with. You know that whole fairy tale thing of the knight in shining armor riding off into the sunset, bloody freaking blah?
Yeah.
Guess what? That's real. We're supposed to have that. That is the myth that has survived every conceivable echelon of the human experience because it's hardwired in our DNA. That's polarity, baby.
Wow.
It's not a fantasy, but you have to become that woman who can receive that great love. And the only way to do that is to heal your issues about worthlessness and failure and whatever else you got going on in there. And we all got them, right? And
right.
You get to start to believe that you're that loved by God. And then you're going to be absolutely that loved by a man who embodies the qualities of the divine hero. That's
okay.
How it works. That's your recipe.
Wow. Okay. As long as I wasn't giving up someone who had any potential whatsoever, I just didn't want to make a mistake.
Well, I'm going to go out on a really dangerous limb here, and I'm going to trust you're not going to take action on what I'm about to say to you. But yeah, this guy's got the potential. Every man has a hero in him. Every man is a child of God. Every single man, I don't care how horrible they are, has the spark of God in them, has the divine hero in them somewhere. Are you going to waste your time with a man who will not consciously choose to be that hero? I hope not.
No. Mm-mm.
I hope that you love yourself a little more than that. And more importantly, I hope that you realize that God loves you more than that.
Wow.
But free will is the ultimate variable here. Trust me, God's up there just chomping at the bit. What are you going to do with this, you know? God's giving you what you're asking for. And he's shaking his head every time he puts you on the path of one of these guys. I guarantee you he is. God is saying, Robin, I really wish you'd ask for better than this, but I love you, sweetheart, and I'm hoping you'll get it this time.
Oh.
So do yourself and God a huge favor. Make God's job easier, okay? own your piece of the puzzle, kiddo. You're only 50% of the equation of relationship, but you are 100% responsible for your 50%. Okay?
Wow, thank you so much.
Sweetheart,
Michelle.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
I'm going to be giving some prayers out by the end of the show here. I want you to grab on them. I want you to start using them because I want to see this happen for you. Okay.
Wow. Okay. I'm taking your advice. Trust me.
Good girl. Good girl. And I want you to give yourself permission to cry a little bit more today. I mean
okay.
it. I want you to give yourself permission to cry and grieve a little bit more. Really honestly grieve and grieve the loss of every one of those relationships that your sweet little heart opened up and trusted and they hurt you. Grieve the loss of that and then get a grip and get some help. Heal that stuff and create a whole different ball game, okay?
Okay.
All right, babe.
Definitely. You're the best. Thanks.
Thank you. I want to hear from you and let me know how things are going, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, sweetheart. You hang in there.
Yeah, blessings.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, the stuff is so loaded. It's so freaking loaded. But again, I can't emphasize this more. You know, law of attraction, you got to deal with your own stuff first. So I want to talk a little bit about some examples of not so successful dating. I think we'll take, are we going to take a short break? We'll take a short break and then we'll come back and do that. And then we'll get on the phone lines again. So this is Michelle Morgan. Listen to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Talking about the dating game. What a game it is, let me tell you. So, here's a couple of not so successful examples of people going into the dating thing with the wrong expression. So, a friend of mine, gal I know, has a very specific way that she approaches dates. And here's what she does. She tells men right up front, this is how it's going to be. And those are her exact words. And then she gives very succinctly her limits on how often they'll be able to see each other, how often he is going to be able to call her, what she will and will not put up with, etc. So, needless to say, kids, she does not have very many second dates. And when the last time when she actually did get into a relationship, a brief one, she was completely unhappy the whole time with, and talking about how weak this guy was, how needy he was, how easy he was to push around, etc. But she thinks she's just being a modern assertive woman because that's what feminism has taught us to be. Well, it's kind of obvious how that's going to be coming across energetically. Now, here's another story from the masculine perspective. A gentleman that I worked with at one point was heavily into wanting to please and, most importantly, not offend any women. So he never planned any dates. He always just asked the women what they wanted to do. He would have them drive when they went anywhere so that they felt in control. And he said, and he would always say when they would ask him, like, you know, what he wanted to do, he would say he didn't care what they did, just as long as he was with them and blah, 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 blah. Well, he always wondered why the women that he ended up with were completely controlling, ended up being cold and typically leaving him for some other guy. And because he thought he was being this modern, sensitive man. Instead, he was perceived as irritating, I heard from one woman, needy and wishy-washy. So those are, unfortunately, some examples of our polaritudinally screwed up culture where women think that they need to go into these situations being, you know, assertive and making sure their needs are getting met. And men are, you know, making sure that they don't, that they're pleasing or they're not hurting anybody or they're, you know, being sensitive, whatever it is. Well, so here's the deal. Both of those examples are driven from a core desire. For the feminine, absolutely, her needs should be met. You kidding me? That's what it's all about, guys. And guys, we want you to be present. We want you to be perceptive, and we want you to care for us. So here's what that looks like in a correct polaritudinal standpoint. And this is true from the very, very beginning. So here's one of the things about the dating scene. You know, when you first start dating, that word just makes me crack up because it's so funny. Anyway, when you first start mating, everybody's in their best polarity usually, and most people are doing it completely unconsciously. You know, the women, you're wearing things that make you feel good. Your hair looks good. You got, you know, whatever makeup you love to wear. You're feeling groovy, and you're putting that vibration out there. You're shining out into the world to attract that mate. And that's fantastic. And you're flirtatious and you're feeling confident and all those great things to the best of your ability. And again, a lot of the times it's very unconscious because it's an instinctual drive that comes from that mating need. Men, you're typically in charge. You're typically strutting around. You know, you got a little bit of a swagger going and you're confident. And, you know, and that's, again, it's heroic and it's instinctual. But here's what it can look like from a very conscious place. Women, you shine. Know that that's the power of the divine feminine expressing the love of God into the world. Embracing your feminine by doing what makes you look and feel your most beautiful. Being strongly connected to God so you got that sense of safety around you so you can truly open up energetically and emotionally. Literally ask the romance angels to guide your words and actions. I'm not kidding you. Feminine, we rule in the spiritual realm. So get a chance to use that, take advantage of your connection and play with the romance angels. It's tons of fun. And ask for what you want and need. Don't tell the man what you want and need. Ask for what you want and need. Most of this is energetic, by the way. Most of this is in your delivery, okay? And be willing to see the hero in the man. Now, we were just talking with Robin on the phone about, you know, the fact that the feminine sees God in everyone. And that's a good thing. Everything has a blessing and a curse. So if you've got your act cleaned up, you're going to be pretty clear that you're truly seeing that higher self in someone and they're actually living up to it. Okay. It's when we are coming out of our own fears and our own patterns that we're going to still see the highest and best in that alcoholic or that womanizer or that whatever they are. We're going to see it in them, but they're not anywhere near to owning it. They're not conscious enough to own it. So that's what you have to be aware of. Man, be purposeful and straight up. Do what you say you're going to do. Know that the feminine needs to feel safe in order to be open. So show her that you have things handled. And let me tell you what, gentlemen, actions speak way louder than words. And women want the words as well. So have your actions be in integrity with your words. That's the key. Be present with the woman. Look to serve her desires. Believe me, it's going to make you feel like a hero. You're the protector provider, so be that. Here's a great analogy, partner dancing. Partner dancing is a phenomenal analogy. It's all about making the woman look and feel amazing, okay? I've heard it said that the man is the jewelry case and the woman is the diamond. I've also heard that the woman is the painting and the man is the frame. Either way, it's about making that woman shine. If a man's a strong lead, he makes his partner feel safe and she can shine, which is going to make him look and feel like a total rock star. All right? That's how it works. And again, right polarity grows exponentially. Heroes beget safety. Safety begets a hero. It's amazing. So here's a question that comes up a lot in this subject. Who pays for the date? Because polaritudinally speaking, there's a little bit of a process on this one. Again, this is a tremendously energetic thing. Okay, so whatever you decide, whoever's going to pay, if that decision's coming from fear or control, it's not going to be a good thing. All right? True polarity, highest and best polarity, would have the man responsible for paying for the date. Protector provider. So if that's a financial issue for you guys, get creative. Do something that doesn't cost a lot, but do it purposefully. Okay? Think in terms. Your goal as a protector and as a hero is to provide an experience for that woman to fully open up and shine. And that is going to bless you 1,000 times over. As a woman, if you want to pay, all right, make sure you're not doing it out of control. A lot of women do that. A lot of women, they say they're going to go Dutch or they're going to pay for the whole thing because they want to be in control. Not a good thing. That's totally fear-based. If you want to pay, gals, do it as a gift. to him, seriously, like wanting to make him feel incredibly loved. And even if it's the first date, there still is that energy of love. And we're talking divine love. That's not a new agey thing. That is actually that sense of walking in the world, expressing love. And we're going to talk. We are definitely going to have a two-parter next week. Yes, ma'am. I'm getting a signal from my producer here.
How about just grabbing the tip?
That would work too. Absolutely. But again, key is how you're doing it.
Exactly.
What is your goal? What is the motive behind it? Okay. If the feminine wants to grab the tip, look the guy in the eye and go, you know what, baby, I'm going to pay for this because I've had such a great time tonight and I want to gift you. It's a great way to do it. You know, it's all about delivery and that divine love thing. Next week, we're going to do the prayeritude part of this issue because we only got to the polaritude part today. We're going to go to the phone lines here in a second, talk to Sammy. But anyway, the point I'm making is attitude is everything with polarity. And for a while, you're going to have to do some of this behaviorally, meaning you have to choose to do these things. But let me tell you something, a little warning that goes with that. If all your polarity is just behavior, it's going to be empty practice and it's going to come back and bite you big time. So you want to be working on yourself, that connection with God and healing whatever's in the way of you, actually walking in the world from that core so that those behaviors become second nature and then they become true. Pretty powerful stuff. So we're going to go to the phone line. Sammy, you there, baby?
Hello.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I asked Sammy to call in today because Sammy's got some great, great questions about polarity. So lay them on me, baby.
Okay.
The dating thing.
Well, you know, I have been doing some work, and
yes.
I have actually shifted a lot of my belief systems.
Good.
And now what?
Now what? Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this is going to be great because this is going to segue definitely into next week when we talk about the prayer stuff. First and foremost, who's the divine dating service?
God.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. It 100% has to come from that perspective. You have to be willing to be guided. And so that's that particular piece. But the other piece is you've been doing the work on yourself. You're owning your divine feminine, yes? And I can say that because I know that you're owning the divine feminine in yourself. You're really walking in the world in your core, and you've seen some amazing results from that, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Keep being in that. The challenge is that expectation factor, right?
Yes, and that was the second part of the question,
yeah.
Is that how do you keep that from becoming an obsession?
Yeah, that's a, yeah. That, well, it's
it'll happen when I don't expect it. Oh, but I'm still want to expect it. And then pretty soon I'm all twisted up.
Exactly. So here's, I love the Zen philosophies. And at the same time, I think that they're very, very difficult for most of us people in this world to embrace fully because of that aspect of being completely detached from outcome. The human nature is not detached from outcome. The human nature is very attached to outcome because that's the whole survival instinct thing, right? So the balance that needs to be struck is it's actually magic to anticipate. It's absolutely magic. You want to be in that state of hopeful anticipation on a pretty much daily basis. When it crosses the line into obsession is when we are. So I'm just going to walk you through a little scenario here to try and describe this. Okay. So let's say you wake up in the morning and you have this just amazing sense of blissful anticipation. Sun shining, birds are chirping, you know, life is good and you're excited and you feel good about yourself. You're walking in your core. God's hanging out with you and you feel really excited about all the possibilities, right? That's that really divine anticipation. And then let's say you have breakfast and you're, I don't know, reading the newspaper or whatever. And all of a sudden this little bitty doubt voice creeps in. This little bitty voice creeps in and says, yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. Or you felt this way before and then you got your heart broken. Or any number of a dozen other little scared voices, right? That's when it turns into obsession. That's when we start to grab on to the what ifs, the whens, the hows, all of that, right?
Okay.
And it's a really fine line. Believe me, you're going to cross that line and be in it long before you recognize it at first. So the key is to start to recognize it. The key is to start to pay attention to those thoughts. That's part of that whole, you know, working with your parts. Then you know who's talking to you. So you want to pay attention to that. And when you find yourself in those little fear places, that's when you turn it over to God. And that's what we're going to be talking specifically about next show. Specific ways of working with prayer and the spiritual realm to help manifest that right relationship. But that's the key, that is the only key to preventing the obsession. Because how are you not going to go into that state of incredible anticipation? And you wouldn't want to not have that, right?
Right. It's kind of a fun part.
It's totally fun. It absolutely fun. It's complete magic. And the really cool thing is right polarity. When notice my choice of words, Sammy. When, not if. When you create a polaritudinally correct relationship, that anticipation state is a constant. You will have that on a very, very consistent basis, pretty much daily, maybe not all day long, but you're going to have that sense of anticipation, anticipating seeing that person again, anticipating your future with that person, anticipating the next text or whatever it is. That sense of anticipation stays bubbly and bright because that's part of the polarity.
So it's Christmas Eve every day.
It's literally Christmas Eve every day. Yeah, or some version thereof. Absolutely. So that is really the key to that, kiddo, is you stay the course. You keep doing what you're doing. You keep doing the prayer stuff. This is that going back to even the three stages of manifestation, you know, stage two, when it doesn't look like it's happening, that's when all the fear stuff comes up. And that's great. Take advantage. If those voices are coming up and they're too strong, or you hear the same one over and over and over and over again, and it really becomes an issue, then you get in and you clean it up. You know, that's a great doorway. It gives you perfect information about what might still be lurking in your belief system that could potentially trip you up. So that's going to be the key to that. Got it?
Got it.
And then be willing to walk in the world and literally have a love affair with everyone whose path you cross. Dogs, babies, bank tellers, men, women, everybody. I'm not kidding you. Just really allow yourself to shine like that in the world, and you will be absolutely stunned at whose radar screen you end up on.
Oh, goody.
Does that sound like fun?
Yes, it does.
All right, sugar. Well, thank you for calling, baby girls.
You're welcome.
Nice to talk to you. And yeah, we'll delve into the spiritual aspect of this next week.
Awesome.
All right, baby. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Thanks, everybody. This was tons of fun. This is a great subject. Lots to it. So we'll talk more next week about it. If you love the music on this show, and who doesn't, go to iTunes and download the songs. I'll have them up on the website. And very quickly, going to give you, where is it? I have it on a piece of paper somewhere. Oh, for crying out loud, what'd I do with it? I was going to give you guys some prayers, wasn't I? Well, that was just silly. I completely lost them. Well, you know what? We're going to save that for next week. Ah, here we go. Here's one. Divine love is doing its perfect work in me and through me now. That's the one I want you to work with this week. Divine love is doing its perfect work in me and through me now. Everybody, thanks for listening. Come back next week. Stick around until next week. Come back and see me next week. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.